this Palm Sunday, my pastor, Pastor Dan, said, well, this has been the Lentiest of Lents, the metaphorical wilderness Christians enter preparing for Easter and the story of Christ's crucifixion and resurrection. And he said it on my computer in an online service. Most houses of worship will be closed this Easter, although about a dozen states, including Florida and Texas, have issued them exemptions to their stay-at-home orders. And Passover starts tomorrow. Now, Jews celebrate at home, but this year there will be no visitors gathered around the Seder table for the retelling of the Israelites' exodus from slavery in ancient Egypt. And by the way, Muslims begin Ramadan April 23rd. Their annual pilgrimage, the Hajj, could be canceled in July. So what to do to find the renewal so many crave? Rabbi Noam Marins is head of interreligious relations at the American Jewish Committee. He joins us from New Jersey. Welcome.
Delight to be here.
And from Arlington, Texas, Pastor Jared Wellman, who leads the Tate Springs Baptist Church there. Pastor Wellman, welcome to you as well.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And I want to start with you, Pastor, just to clarify. Your governor there in Texas kind of muddied the waters a bit about what people should be doing. He declared all non-essential businesses should close, but then he said religious services are essential. But then his office said, by that we mean you should check with your county. Maybe you could have people drive to a parking lot, stay in their cars, and they would be one parking space apart, and they could be preached to by someone also in their car.
Sure. You know, and I appreciate Governor Abbott. I mean, he's a man of faith. Our thoughts were that there just really wasn't anything else we could really do, unfortunately, when it came to Easter, even if there was a little bit of leeway given.
Yeah, you're going with caution, which most people are. So, Rabbi, to you, Passover in particular, which begins at sundown tomorrow, it's such a moment of gathering family together. What's your first suggestion?
My first suggestion is life and safety above all. And we know that distancing is going to help us defeat this. For the most traditional Jews who might not use electricity, it's particularly challenging, but I think that many Jews are going to connect, whether it's through Zoom or FaceTime or the like.
Gathering people through something like Zoom, which is, you know, it's like building a big Brady Bunch with everybody in your family, their picture pops up. And I'm thinking, too, it's the, you know, people in nursing homes, people who, you know, maybe wouldn't be able to physically come anyway.
We're finding that people are more sensitive than in any other year, and we are making our best attempts to connect with them. I suspect that there will be Orthodox Jews who will make sure to connect before the sun sets and perhaps do some pre-Passover ritual. It might not be at the exact moment of the Seder, but the love can be transmitted in different ways, and I know many people are finding ways to do that.
Pastor Wellman, what are you thinking about for Easter celebration?
We were planning the biggest Easter services that we had probably had in a long time, and we were really excited. We had written specific music. We had our choir prepared to help sing it. But the beauty of what we believe is that it transcends the medium. And so whether it's on campus or online is how we've been providing services. And so now, until further notice, we are an online ministry. So Easter is going to be the same thing. It's just going to be the celebration of the resurrection through online worship.
Well, you know, I've been poking around, and there's so many different suggestions. The suggestions are that if you dress up for Easter, and if there's especially little ones who are going to wear their Easter outfit, put it on, you know, wear it around the house. Or a lot of people are using parades, decorate the cars with balloons and go by a 5-year-old's house or a 90-year-old's house in this sort of parade where they all can honk and wave at the house. Do the same thing with sort of a Easter parade, but people are in cars driving by other parishioners' houses, because part of Easter is community.
Absolutely. I mean, the whole nature of what we practice as a faith, and I would say really most, if not all, religions are rooted in community. We're just honestly trying to build community the best way we can. We've had some pretty creative ideas with some of the things we've done.
Well, I understand a virtual Easter egg hunt?
Yes. We have a really fun video on our Facebook page about this and some information on our website at tatesprings.com/Minecraft, because Minecraft is a really simple, safe video game. You just build stuff. And on our website, parents can sign up to join. on Easter Sunday after church. There'll be a little scavenger event there online that they can participate in, and just something kind of to break up the mundane right. nature of what everyone's experiencing right now.
Well, and Rabbi, we understand that, you know, so much about the Seder is the traditional foods, that recipes passed down, but people can prop up an iPad and cook together.
There are so many ways that we are creating community during this very different Passover. We say the famous line, why is this night different from all other nights? We're now saying, why is this Passover different from all other Passovers? What's amazing about Passover is the preparation in advance. This year, people need to think out what they are doing. They can't necessarily do the regular shopping that they do. We are more focused on what really matters, which are the values of Passover. Every single year at the Seder, we say in the ancient Aramaic, this year we are slaves. Next year we will be free. Mm-hmm. And this year we're not physically slaves, but we had to change everything that we are doing. And we know that if we pay attention to the things that matter, that is to protect life at all costs, to defeat this disease, and to worry about those who are at risk. That is the story of the Exodus, from oppression to freedom. Maybe the silver lining of this terrible crisis is that we are more sensitive to one another. Those are the most important Passover values. And frankly, they are the core values of all faiths.
Yeah, well, and also all of us get to feel what some populations are always feeling, fear, no ability to leave the house. And Pastor Wellman, it seems pretty obvious that the story of Easter is one that applies to this time, too. I mean, you can overcome. You can have rebirth.
Absolutely. And that's been the message that we've resounded every Sunday. The way we live, especially during trying times. So if we really believe what we've said we believe, which is that Jesus rose from the dead, he conquered the grave, that actually colors and informs and changes the way that we view everything. And we've kind of couched the coronavirus as this antagonism. You know, we're actually walking through Acts right now, and so Acts is about the birth of the church and how there was an antagonism. How do we live out our faith whenever we feel like we're being challenged? And the root of all that is our hope in the resurrection, which Paul says is the pinnacle of our faith.
We spoke to Bruce Feiler, the author. For those who are secular, we look at both of the stories. If you just accept them as parables, you know, you can escape the slavery, you can get to the other side. We look at nature all around us. I mean, we watch nature renew every spring.
I think this is a time when we need to pray for those who are on the front lines, and they should inspire us to embrace our traditions and commitments, but to do it in the safest way possible. And as the pastor and I both in our individual ways said, to focus on the values that are inherent in the messages of this season. Spring will come after this winter, and we are very hopeful that this season of holidays will be the touch point by which we'll be able to get to the other side.
You know, in times of darkness like this, many people become dark. You know, they hunker down. They suddenly their God becomes a punishing God. There's that silly joke that if somebody's saying, you know, God, why have you forsaken me? The answer might be, what are you talking about? I gave you all those nurses and doctors.
Yeah.
They're just
yeah.
there.
Absolutely.
Just look.
We are given the tools in order to be partners with God in creation and healing the world. I am certain of that.
Yeah, yeah. And that we're living in a time of really grace. It may not feel like it all the time, but we're living in a time of grace where he's giving us an opportunity to work out our faith, to mature in our faith.
Pastor Jared Wellman of Tate Springs Baptist Church there in Arlington, Texas, and also Rabbi Noam Marins at the American Jewish Committee. I want to thank you both so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.